As Jerika just reported, the FBI blames North Korea for hacking Sony Pictures. Others are not so sure.
Sony was not just hacked. This was a company that has essentially been nuked from the inside.
Kurt Stamberger is a senior vice president with Norse, a respected Silicon Valley cybersecurity firm. While not directly involved in the Sony case, it has conducted its own investigation.
We are very confident that this was not an attack masterminded by North Korea, and that insiders were key to the implementation of one of the most devastating attacks in history.
He says Norse data is pointing towards a person who calls herself Lena and claims to be connected with the so-called Guardians of Peace hacking group. Norse believes they've identified this person as someone who worked at Sony in Los Angeles for 10 years until leaving the company this past May.
This woman was in precisely the right position and had the deep technical background she would need to locate the specific servers that were compromised.
Other experts in cybersecurity and private intelligence are also questioning the FBI's claim that North Korea is solely to blame for the Sony hack.
There are certainly North Korean fingerprints on this, but when we run all of those leads to ground, they turn out to be decoys or red herrings.
For instance, while the malware used to attack Sony has been used by North Korea before, it is also used by hackers around the world every day.
Now, it's worth noting that the original demand of the hackers was for money from Sony in exchange for not releasing embarrassing information. There was no mention of the movie The Interview. James, meanwhile, the FBI is continuing its investigation of the Sony hack.